VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says that he's committed to pressing for peace despite Russian attacks on civilians that have stunned the world. He also told the Associated Press in an interview Saturday that he's renewed his plea for more weapons and an expected surge in fighting in the country's east. Zelensky looked visibly exhausted yet animated by a drive to persevere a day after at least 52 people were killed in a strike on a train station in the eastern city of Kramatorsk. The attack came after evidence of civilian killings emerged as Russian troops withdrew from the outskirts of the capital, Kyiv. The Ukrainian president says that Russia is targeting all of Europe with its aggression and that stopping the invasion of Ukraine is essential for the security of all democracies. In a late-night video address to Ukrainians, Zelensky said Russian aggression was not intended to be limited for the security of all democracies in Ukraine alone, and that the entire European project is a target for Russia. Several European leaders have made efforts to show solidarity with the battle-scarred nation. Zelensky thanked the leaders of Britain and Austria for their recent visits to Kyiv and pledges of further support. Zelensky also repeated his call for a complete embargo on Russian oil and gas. Civilian evacuations moved forward in patches of battle-scarred eastern Ukraine on Saturday. This is a day after a missile strike killed at least 52 people and wounded more than 100 at a train station where thousands clamored to leave before an expected Russian onslaught. Again, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia is targeting all of Europe with its aggression and that stopping the invasion of Ukraine is essential for the security of all democracies. This is VOA News. Pakistan's political opposition toppled Prime Minister Imran Khan in a no-confidence vote in Parliament after several political allies and a key party in its ruling coalition deserted him. The vote took place early Sunday. The opposition, which spans the political spectrum from leftists to religious radicals, will form a new government ahead of one of the largest parties. A brother of disgraced former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif is likely to take over as Prime Minister if confirmed in the vote. Khan has called for nationwide rallies in his support and apparent hopes of creating momentum for holding early elections. Polls opened across France Sunday for the first round of the country's presidential elections, where up to 48 million eligible voters will be choosing between 12 candidates. The French President Emmanuel Macron is seeking a second five-year term with strong challenges from the far right. Polls opened at 8 a.m. Sunday and closed 7 p.m. in most places and an hour later in some larger cities. France operates a manual system for elections, and voters are obligated or obliged to cast ballots in person, ones that will be hand-counted when the voting closes. Unless someone gets more than half of the nationwide vote, there will be a second and decisive round between the top two candidates on Sunday, April 24th. Australia's Prime Minister has called for a May 21st election that will be fought on issues including Chinese economic coercion, climate change, and the COVID-19 pandemic. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, on Sunday advised the Governor General, David Hurley, as representative of Australia's head of state, Queen Elizabeth II, to set the election date. Morrison's Conservative coalition is seeking a fourth three-year term. The date is the latest available to him. He urged voters to stick with a government that delivered one of the lowest pandemic death tolls of any advanced economy rather than risk the opposition Labour Party. The Palestinian officials say a Palestinian militant has been killed by Israeli forces in the occupied West Bank. The Israeli military says it's operating in Jenin, the hometown of a Palestinian who carried out a deadly shooting in Tel Aviv this week. It says its forces opened fire after coming under fire. It gave no further details, though. But the Israeli news site said troops had surrounded the attacker's home in order to arrest some of his relatives. Recapping our top story, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's committed to pressing for peace despite Russian attacks on civilians that have stunned the world. More at VOAnews.com.